This is Hits from the Brain, a podcast dedicated to all the stuff I think about when I'm deep in thought. I am your host, Hector Alamo. A lot of you probably got your vaccine shots by now, at least the first one. I'm popping my cherry on Saturday. My wife already got her second shot this past Tuesday because her company making parts for slot machines officially classifies her as an essential worker in the great state of Nevada. Me, I'm a writer, and now I run a pesky little website and pop out a couple podcasts a week, which basically makes me an essential non-worker. That's why I'm getting my first shot this Saturday, after the governor announced that everybody over 16 could get vaccinated, or in other words, anybody who's been through puberty. Anyway, now that you're all shot up, you're probably itching to go somewhere. And where easier and sleazier to fly to or drive to than beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Sin City, the devil's own weekend resort. I've been living in Vegas for going on 5 years now. And as one of its new locals and its self-appointed spokesman, I feel it my duty and privilege to give you the rundown on this land flowing with pimps and honeys. The first thing you should know about Vegas is it's a desert. In the videos, it looks so tropical, with the palm trees and water flowing everywhere. But every bit of green you see on the strip was planted there by some top-notch landscaping crew. And all those trees and bushes and flowers have to be watered constantly. Considering all the pipes needed to carry all that water to so many spots around the city, but especially along the strip, it's no wonder Vegas competes with the likes of Dubai for the title of Water Tech Capital of the World. And perhaps that's why the once roaring Colorado River is becoming a gentle stream and Lake Mead is down to its last few drops. Coming to a desert means you gotta pack plenty of sunscreen, unless you don't plan on being out at all during daylight hours, in which case you should pack a sweater at least. The desert gets cold at night, a mean, unforgiving cold too, a cold that don't care about your feelings or nothing. It gets colder in places like Chicago, obviously, but everything looks cold in the middle of January in Chicago. Gray and cold as fuck. The buildings, the dead trees, the cars, the clouds, hard snow everywhere, the people. Not in Vegas, though. On a January night, it'll get down to 30 degrees Fahrenheit, but the cold will go straight to your skeleton. It'll be a clear night, too. Stars out twinkling and shit. No wind. Palm trees looking like they do in June. And it'll still be cold. Cold for no goddamn reason. Even if it was 80 and sunny that day. As soon as the sun tucks behind those mountains, the cold will splash over everything like ice water. If you're coming to Vegas, come now, in April or May, but no later than June, and no earlier than September, when even the flies stay out of town and head for somewhere livable. Unless you're from Phoenix or Kuwait or any one of those oven countries with a lot of heat and oil and wars, then Vegas might actually be a good place for you to come in the summer and cool off. Second, the best thing to do in Vegas, at least while the sun's out, is hit up a pool party. I haven't been to all of them, but I don't see how any can beat the one at Dre's. First off, it's at the top of the Cromwell, practically floating in the sky, overlooking the strip, next to the Flamingo and across from Caesars and the Bellagio. That alone makes it the ultimate pool party on the strip experience. Being at a pool party in the sky surrounded by palm trees and fancy hotels is some shit straight out of Sims. Then there's the music. Dre's, if you didn't know, is the black club in town, which means they play the best music, hands down. You feel like you're in the greatest rap video of all time, or on BET Spring Break. All you gotta do is get you one of those tall, frozen bad boys. That'll cost you half of next month's rent, but it's sort of worth it. Get you one of those and find you a spot in the pool to post up and chill. Somewhere where you can rest your arms up on the side of the pool and where there aren't too many ugly people to ruin the view. Better bring your best shades and a hat, because if not, you're going to be one burnt, squinty, wrinkle-faced motherfucker. The crucial thing to remember at a Vegas pool party is keep your head out of the water. There are way worse things than COVID in that pool water. Trust me. You'll get the urge to dunk your head underwater, as we like to do on a scorching hot day. But then you'll poke back up with your face feeling and smelling and tasting like you've been eating some fat guy's sweaty ass for an hour. Oh, I forgot to mention that weed is legal here. So the very first thing you have to do, if you didn't bring your own, is hit up a dispensary. You're probably into harder stuff, though. And I say all power to you. The hardest I go is shrooms or a few mollies. I don't need something knocking my ass more off the rails than I am already. There's a few quickie weed spots on or around the strip. Good for when you don't want the tour, but you just need something to dial things up or down a few notches. I prefer up. But if you got some time, hit up Planet 13 on Desert Inn behind Fashion Show Mall. It's huge for a dispensary and super fancy and modern. Or there's the apothecary shop on Flamingo for shits and giggles and high-quality edibles. It's like stepping into a high-end London haberdashery, real Kingsman shit. Only you're surrounded by stoners of all ages and all walks of life. It's beautiful. Good weed deserves good food. Hit up Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill off Caesar's Casino floor. Or there's his quickie fish and chips place on the outdoor promenade at the Link across the street and close to Dre's. Or his burger place at Planet Hollywood, especially if you like sports. Or if you're trying to loosen a date up, there's his steak place at the Paris in Hell's Kitchen in front of Caesar's right on the strip. I'm a barbecue fool myself. So if I'm on the promenade and it's nice out, and especially if I'm liquored up and high as a SpaceX rocket, which any decent, hardworking, God-fearing, breathing, shitting, fucking American should be after 3 p.m. in Vegas, then I'm groping my way to Virgil's for some juicy smoked wings and a basket of train wreck fries, or the trash ribs, or barbecue nachos. It's all good, fuckers, I promise. And I'm gonna need something cold and frothy just to keep me from overheating or choking to death. As far as entertainment goes, again, depends on what you're into. There's the clubs, of course, if you crave the Vegas scene that every 15-year-old boy gets himself sticky just dreaming about. I've done the club thing here in Vegas a few times. Anything's something to try at least once. But I'm getting old, and I've been to enough clubs, been pressed up against enough strangers, have made enough bad decisions in loud, dark rooms under flashing lights. Plus, I'm married, and to a decent woman, too. So I don't need to subject myself to such environments just to feel like I'm living my life. Maybe it's the weed, but just give me a comfy couch outside on a warm night, some good music and drinks, and I'm straight. Shit, I'm more than straight. I'm laid back on a fucking cloud. Problem is, I've yet to find a decent spot like that. Ever since Rum Bar at the Mirage fired their Asian DJ who played straight bangers all night. God damn, that place was fucking badass. Perfect, at least for me. Snuggled up against the Mirage, off the colonnade with people walking by, going in and out of the hotel. If there wasn't any action on the dance floor, or no hot waitresses to pretend not to be ogling, I would just chill on the couch, sipping something or smoking flavored hookah, and watch all the different people looking into the lounge as they passed by. They always looked in because the DJ was that good and the place looked that badass. With palms all around and the Mirage's volcano over there and the Venetian across the street in the background. But then they fired the Asian DJ, like I said. Now all they do is play basic music at low volume. So now Rumbar's got all the vibe of a hotel lobby. There's some outdoor places to drink and chill, like at the top of the Rio, which has a good view of the whole strip, or Crimson at Red Rock Casino. But the Rio is on the other side of the freeway west of the strip, and Crimson, which is way better, is way out on the edge of Summerlin. There's a few bars somewhat outside in front of New York, New York, where the mini Brooklyn Bridge is, and a few more at the park by T-Mobile Arena. Not bad if you want something super low-key and familiar. Any of my fellow Chicagoans who've gotten completely schwasted in Wrigleyville will feel right at home. Then there's always the bars and clubs up on East Fremont Street in what's called downtown Las Vegas. Or Blue Martini at Town Square, which has a popular Latin night. But those places are mostly for locals, and you should never mix tourists and locals. Which brings me to my next point. No matter what or who you do in Vegas, always observe its second commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with the locals. I don't care if you come here thinking you're Hunter S. fucking Thompson, jacked up on the devil's dandruff and vitamin A. Don't think you're untouchable. Vegas has a way of fooling people into thinking they can't get touched, like they've landed in another dimension where they're kings and queens. Rare is the individual, blessed even, who comes to Vegas to party and doesn't get touched before they send their enlightened asses back to boring USA. Most people leave shattered, mere shadows of who they thought they were, all because they forgot Vegas' first commandment, the house always wins. And if not the house, then the streets. But come to Vegas and have a good time. There's some good nature spots too, I forgot to mention. Like Red Rock Canyon, Valley of Fire, or even the Hoover Dam, which is like only 20 minutes away. But have fun. You deserve to let loose and party. Shit, don't we all? I mean, we've survived the worst global pandemic in a century. Plus the worst economic slump since Babe Ruth wore the pinstripes. And we survived them both at the same damn time. That's something to celebrate. And Vegas was tailor-made for celebrating. But don't get too crazy. Don't bother anybody, especially the locals. And especially me. And if you do bump into me on the strip, matter of fact, don't bump into me on the strip or anywhere. But if you see me on the strip, and it's after 3 p.m., or any time, who am I kidding? But if you see me, don't bother asking me for directions. Because I'll be on my fifth drink and my third joint, and your guess will be as good as mine.